You've been listening to KGNU Boulder Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, online at kgnu.org.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the 12th Annual Moab Folk Festival. The Moab Folk Festival takes place from November 7th through 9th in Moab, Utah, and includes performances by Richard Thompson, Ellis with Moores and McCumber, John Fulbright, Shook Twins, and many more. For information, go to www.moabfolkfestival.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to feature none other than the king of ragtime himself, Scott Joplin. We'll be looking at what I'm calling the Joplin Collaborations. These are pieces probably written by Joplin, most of them. Sometimes not, though. But they all have Joplin's name on the cover, and they have somebody else's name on the cover along with that. So, having said that, we'll move right along into the very first one, which history tells us is the very first rag that Joplin wrote and had published. It was written and published in 1897, and it's called Original Rags. But on the cover, it says, arranged by Charles N. Daniels. Daniels was a composer himself, wrote quite a bit of ragtime. He also became a publisher, so he had connections. And the question, I guess, at least in my mind, is, did Daniels help Joplin get this rag published? Daniels was white, Joplin was black. Is there a connection there, or just did actually Daniels arrange all of this? Who knows? But we're looking at it as a collaboration, and our artists this evening to bring it to us will be the Ragtime Banjo Commission. Thank you. The Ragtime Banjo Commission has brought us Original Rags by Scott Joplin from 1897, arranged by Charles N. Daniels. Well, these next four pieces are true collaborations, and they're collaborations between Scott Joplin and Scott Hayden. So let me read you just a little bit from Rags and Ragtime by Dave Jason and Trevor Tischner, what they have to say about Scott Hayden. He was born in Sedalia, Missouri, March 31st, 1882, died in Chicago, September 16th, 1915. He was raised in the very place where Joplin first published the Maple Leaf Rag, where he formally created his concept of ragtime. Hayden was a schoolmate of Arthur Marshall, and we'll get to Marshall a little later on this evening. Under Joplin's tutelage, the collaborations between Hayden and Joplin are among the finest rags ever written. Hayden had a light, airy, delicate style with single notes and flowing melodic lines, indicating his personal pianistic approach, which was much admired by Joplin. Let's see, he moved to Chicago in about 19... Well, I don't know when it was. It doesn't say, sorry. He married in 1901 and then moved to Chicago later in life. And the last 12 years of his life were spent, sadly, as an elevator operator at the Cook County Hospital. So, sad way for a great musician like this to end his life. So, we'll start out with the Sunflower Slow Drag, which I think is the most popular of the four collaborations between Scott Joplin and Scott Hayden. The year is 1901, and here is the New Century Ragtime Orchestra from England. Thank you. From 1901, The Sunflower Slow Drag by Scott Joplin and Scott Hayden. That was the New Century Ragtime Orchestra. Moving on to 1903, we come to a piece called Something Doing, another great collaboration of those two. And our version this evening will be by the Royal City Saxophone Quartet from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The great sound of the Royal City Saxophone Quartet and Something Doing from 1903. From 1911, there's quite a gap here now. From 1903 to 1911, we have the third collaboration between Scott Joplin and Scott Hayden. This one is called the Felicity Rag, and our artists will be Paul Zukofsky on violin and Robert Dennis on piano. Thank you. Well, you can tell when you're listening to an old piece of vinyl there, a little pops and cracks there. But that was the Felicity Rag, as played by Paul Zukofsky and Robert Dennis. Joplin-Haydn collaboration from 1911. And the final one from 1913 is called the Kismet Rag. And here is the duo of Frank French and Scott Kirby. Tried real hard to have groups and duets and so on this evening. And so for all of the first collaboration group, except one, that's what we'll be doing. So here is the duet, the duo, I should say, on two pianos of Frank French and Scott Kirby. Frank French and Scott Kirby with the Kismet Rag by Joplin and Haydn from 1913. Well, another collaborator with Scott Joplin was Arthur Marshall. Marshall was born in Saline County, Missouri, 1881, died in Kansas City, Missouri, 1968. He attended grade school in Lincoln High School with Scott Haydn. He was a protege of Joplin. And Joplin actually lived with the Marshall family when he first came to Sedalia. Marshall's career sort of followed Joplin's in a way. He got his first piano playing job at the Maple Leaf Club, thanks to Joplin's influence. He then attended George R. Smith College, studying music theory, which Joplin also did. And then he began his professional career as a ragtime pianist, played for dances, picnics, barbecues, parlors, anywhere he could get a job. Found lots of work in St. Louis during the World's Fair. Well, it goes on and on and on. He finally went back to Kansas City in 1917, retired from the music business, and, as I said, died in 1968. So here is the best known of the collaborations between Joplin and Marshall. It's called Swipesy Cakewalk. And to play it for us is the Chris Barber Jazz Band from Australia. Swipesy Cakewalk by Arthur Marshall and Scott Joplin. Great collaboration there and very, very popular even today. Well, this next one, though, we do know what went on here. It's called The Lily Queen, published in 1907. And in this book, Rags and Ragtime, it says, although the name of Scott Joplin appears as collaborator, he did not write any part of it. In a letter, Marshall explained, and I quote, "Joplin told me he had a party that would publish that piece of music, so I let him handle it. But for him having any part in the composing, he did not." Anyway, it's a great piece, and William Bolcom will be bringing us that one. Oh, a nice version by William Bolcom of Lily Queen by Arthur Marshall, supposedly also by Scott Joplin, but obviously not. Then on now to Joseph Lamb, Joseph Francis Lamb. Born in New Jersey, 1887, died in Brooklyn, New York, 1960. He actually did music on the side and did it very, very successfully. He's considered one of the top three ragtime composers, along with Joplin and James Scott. He got started with ragtime. He was attracted to Joplin's ragtime, and in 1907 he went to the John Stark office in Manhattan, the publisher's office, and there he met Joplin, who liked his rags and actually influenced John Stark to publish them. And the first published rag was Sensation, 1908, and Joplin put his name on the cover as arranger, thinking that perhaps would boost the sales. Probably didn't write it, but may have done some arranging. Here is Sensation from 1908, as played by the Elite Syncopation Orchestra from Connecticut. Lively version of Sensation Rag by Joseph Lamb, arranged by Scott Joplin. That was the Elite Syncopation Orchestra. Well, one of our last musical collaborators here is Louis Chauvin. And Chauvin, C-H-A-U-V-I-N, was sort of a wastrel in the Missouri area. He was reported to be one of the finest piano players there, but he never wrote anything down. And so Joplin actually took this piece, and the first two parts of it, sections of it, are by Chauvin. The last two are by Joplin. And the fact that we even have it today is because Scott Joplin notated the entire piece and helped to get his published. So here from 1907 is a piece that should be familiar to most. It's Heliotrope Bouquet, and it'll be played by a group calling themselves the Rag Pickers, Evan Christopher on clarinet, Jeff Barnhart piano, and Hal Smith drums. Thank you. Well, a bit of a jazzy arrangement, but nice nevertheless. That was the Ragpickers playing Heliotrope Bouquet by Louis Chavon from 1907, with a lot of help from Scott Joplin. Well, this is a good time as any to break and say that Sue Keller will be performing at the Strader Hotel in Durango. Actually, she's right there right now, starting tonight. She'll be there through September 22nd, with the exception of Sunday the 14th. Otherwise, she'll be there right straight on through, playing for about 10 days down there. If you are in the Durango area, she's a delightful ragtime performer, and you really ought to stop by the Strader Hotel and have a drink in the bar and listen to Sue Keller. You won't be disappointed. Well, we're going to finish up with some songs. Jobson collaborated on a number of songs, and these are not well known. I don't have any that where I have somebody singing the lyrics, so I really don't know what the lyrics say, but they're probably maudlin ballads from the beginning of the 20th century, which was popular at that time. So let's start out from 1902, a piece called I Am Thinking of My Pickaninny Days, with words by Henry Jackson and music by Scott Joplin. Played tonight by Brian Keenan. Well, I think very typical of the ballads of the day. I Am Thinking of My Pickaninny Days from 1902, a collaboration with Henry Jackson and Scott Joplin. Nice version by Brian Keenan there. Let's turn now to 1903 and a song called Little Black Baby, with words by Louise Bristol and music by Scott Joplin. And our artist for this one is Alessandra Celletti from Italy. Thank you. Well, that sounded a lot like a lullaby. That was beautiful. Alessandra Siletti from Italy and Little Black Baby by Louise Bristol and Scott Joplin. From 1905, another collaboration, this again with Henry Jackson, who wrote the words, and Scott Joplin, who wrote the music. It's called Sarah Dear. And our artist is a man from the Netherlands, Guido Nielsen. Guido Nielsen has brought us Sarah Dear from 1905 by Henry Jackson and Scott Joplin. Well, we have one more, and that'll take us out this evening. We have been exploring the Joplin collaborations tonight, collaborations with Charles N. Daniels, Scott Hayden, Arthur Marshall, Joseph Lamb, Louis Chavon, and then, of course, some songs here that are lesser known and certainly have not been recorded by hardly anyone at all. Hope you've enjoyed this approach to Scott Joplin's music and that you'll come and join us again on another Thursday evening for some more recorded ragtime. And we'll go out tonight with a piece from 1907 with words by Owen Spendthrift and music by Scott Joplin. It's called When Your Hair Is Like the Snow, and it features, sorry, I had to get the names here, it features the two guitars of Ratzkowski and Thompson from Denmark. I'm just calling it the Danish guitars. The time is 9 o'clock in the Boulder Valley. You're listening to KGNU Boulder Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thank you, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's edition of Swing Shift. With the shift in the weather more towards fall or winter-like weather, I thought it'd be nice to get close to the one you love and turn on the fireplace and listen to an evening of romance. So stay tuned for some very wonderful listening. Of course, one of the great things about the swing era was the cheek-to-cheek dancing, which was so popular back in those days, and getting close to the one you love to some wonderful music. And in putting this program together, I hope you agree that I found some real gems for you. And we couldn't ignore, of course, Glenn Miller and his orchestra from their 1942 soundtrack to Orchestra Wives. Here's At Last.